for you. I touch your lips with mine.
Ooh. be no crying soon.
You are listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, Tuesdays 10 p.m. and Thursdays 7 a.m.
can't do it. So risky, but I got a chance. So funny, there's nothing to laugh about. My money, that's all you wanna talk about. There's no meaning, my pretending. Believe me, life goes on and on and forgive me when I ask you where do I belong. You say I
you can do it, can you can do it, you can go and set it free.
But that's not true.
Just can't get better than that. That is Queen's Sheer Heart Attack, the full album, right here on the House of Prog and right there on CGSF Radio. You just can't get better. It's 1974, and the album took them to the next level back in the day when there were levels to go up to. Not so much anymore. And I just found out this week is the anniversary of the Freddie Mercury tribute concert, which was April 20th, 1992, I think it was. Nuno Bettencourt just posted that in it. And so I remember watching that and watching Metallica do Stone Cold Crazy, which we just played. So... the tracks you heard were In the Lap of the Gods, Reprise, She Makes Me, Misfire, Bring Back That Leroy Brown, You Heard Dear Friends, Lap of the Gods, Stone Cold Crazy, Now I'm Here, Flick of the Wrist, Lily of the Valley, Killer Queen, and we started the show off with Brighton Rock, which basically says, for Brian May. Here I am. I am a guitar player. I rock. And he is. He's one of the great guitar players of, you know, the 20th and 21st centuries. And, of course, he was just on Coachella. Got up on stage with, I forget his name, but did a very awesome version of Bohemian Rhapsody, which has been circling the internet just in the last couple of weeks. All right, so another album that Roy Thomas Baker produced very differently and coming from a very different place altogether was The Stranglers 10. Now, I'm not going to say this is their best album. I think they were kind of past their prime. At this point, they were looking for new ideas, and there are some good songs on it. Definitely not in the in the realm of earlier albums from the 70s, late 70s, and No More Heroes being up there. But this is an interesting album, and I've had it. I've had it since the 80s. It arrived when I was working at the radio station at CJSF, and I took a copy, and it's pretty well never been played. So let's have a listen. It should be fairly scratch-free, whereas the Queen was kind of scratchy and actually a little bit warped. But this is The Stranglers in a track called Sweet Smell of Success, right here on the House of Prog and on CJSF.
drives me crazy.
Someone like you. Someone like you.
Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog.
Comes up, I'll be on top. You'll be right down.